理课堂听 class.com。
Bedtime Reading.
The Phantom of the Opera. Chapter 1. The Voice Without a Face. During the year of 1881, the Paris Opera House became very busy. One night, the great opera Faust was playing. When it ended, everyone shouted and clapped happily for the new singer, Christine Daae. Christine could hardly believe that she had done so well. For the first time, she had sung the most famous part in Faust, the part of Margarita. Usually, Christine only sang small parts in the operas, as she was young and inexperienced. But then the actress who usually played Margarita became ill suddenly. So young Christine had to take her place. Christine did a beautiful job as Margarita, and the audience loved her. Many people said that she sang like a beautiful bird. Christine's amazing talent surprised the people. They had never really listened to her sing before. They asked themselves why she had only been given small parts in the operas. "Such a wonderful singer deserves to always sing in the lead parts," they said to one another. The singers in Faust and the opera workers did not know why Christine suddenly sang so beautifully. No one remembered Christine finding a new singing teacher. One actress said, laughing,
"Why, she sang terribly just 6 months ago."
Even though the opera was over, the people stayed and talked about the performance. Meanwhile, a young man ran towards Christine's dressing room. His name was Raoul, and he was a rich gentleman who people knew as the Vicomte de Chagny. He had seen Christine fall down with exhaustion at the opera's end, and he was very worried about her. He ran to her room to see her. A crowd of people was standing around her bed talking. Raoul told the doctor that Christine should have some fresh air and rest. So the doctor immediately told the excited people to go. Only himself, Raoul, and Christine's maid were left in the room. Raoul was relieved when Christine woke up and smiled at him. He knelt down by her bed and whispered, "Christine, I must speak to you alone. It's very important."
"I'm sorry, Raoul,"
she said softly.
"I'm very tired now. We can speak later."
"Yes, please leave, sir," said the doctor. "I'll watch over Miss Daae and make sure she rests."
"Thank you, doctor. I'm not ill, but I would like to rest alone for a while, please,"
Christine said. Raoul thought to himself that her voice sounded strange. Raoul was so anxious to speak with Christine that he waited quietly outside her door. He thought that she might come outside to say a final goodbye to the old owners of the opera. These men were named Messieurs Debien and Poligny, and they were arriving tonight for a special reason. They were going to sell the opera house to two other men, Messieurs Richard and Moncharmin. But Christine never left her room, unfortunately for Raoul. But as he stood in the hall by her door, he heard voices coming from her room. One voice was Christine's, but the other belonged to a man. Who was inside with her? Raoul stood close to the door to hear their conversation.
"Ah, Christine, you must love me. You must love me," the man's deep voice said.
"I gave you my soul tonight. I sang only for you."
Christine answered in a voice full of emotion and love.
"Then, Christine, you have given me a gift greater than jewels or riches. The gift of your voice and your trust in me. I thank you," said the deep voice.
Raoul stood still. His heart was pounding. It was in that moment that Raoul realized that he loved Christine, and he had always loved her. Hearing Christine's emotional words to the unknown man filled Raoul with pain and jealousy. He needed to find out who this man was that Christine seemed to care for so much. No one said anything more, but Raoul remained by Christine's door, hoping to discover the man's name. Suddenly, the door opened. Christine came out of the room, breathing quickly. A veil was hiding her face. Why? She looked straight ahead of her and was in such a hurry to leave that she never saw Raoul standing in the shadows. Raoul saw that she did not lock her door. When Christine disappeared around the corner, Raoul opened the door and jumped into the room. He looked around wildly for the unknown man. He cried out,
"Show yourself, sir. I know you are here. I wish to have words with you. I will not let you leave this room."
He lit a candle and searched the room. There was no one there, and Raoul could find no signs that anyone had been there except Christine. But he had heard the man's voice, full of love and pain.
"I must find that man," he thought to himself.